Time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Shelley was just remembering about when this whole pregnancy of the Duchess of Cambridge is bringing back memories for you.
Oh, very reminiscent.
Your morning sickness.
Well, no, I remember, doctor, when I thought I was pregnant, I went to my doctor, she confirmed I was pregnant, she said, how are you feeling? I said, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, and you walked outside, there was a throng of reporters there waiting to find out the news.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, but then a week later, it was just a disaster. Oh, it's just miserable, yeah.
Absolutely miserable.
And it's called hyperemesis?
Hyperemesis
gravidarum,
yeah,
which sounds like something from, like a spell from the Harry Potter books.
Yes, it certainly does.
Yeah, hyperemesis gravidarum.
Well,
and probably, you know, it would actually be an effective way of debilitating somebody if you could do that by waving a wand at them.
Yeah, it simply means hyper obviously means a lot. Emesis means literally throwing up or vomiting, and gravidarum means during pregnancy. So just
okay.
So that's
a Latin lesson.
That's a Latin lesson. it's a fairly, you know, obviously nausea and vomiting during pregnancy is very common, and really the distinction is whether it causes dehydration or not. That is, if the vomiting becomes so severe that despite external treatment, that is trying things outside of hospital, in the office, even doing intravenous rehydration, which we do in our office, Mark, for women who are pregnant. I remember a patient of mine who was having severe nausea and vomiting, and she had other children to look after, so it's not just a simple matter of admitting a person to hospital when you have all these other factors. And it's a matter of rehydrating, and which is what we did in the office, and gave her medications to control the nausea, and that worked reasonably well for her.
So there's also really the issue of weight loss as well, right? If you're not eating a lot and you're nauseous,
right.
And of course the Duchess is already very slight to begin with.
Right. I mean, the weight loss, there is a certain amount of weight. The weight, although an issue, is not the major concern. It's when you have dehydration, you have things that happen as a result of that dehydration. So you have the normal salt levels that your body maintains, the sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, can go awry, and that can cause problems for the mother. There's also just, again, dehydration in of itself, low blood pressure and dry skin and all the things that are associated with the dehydration are not helpful. Interestingly, though, Mark, this condition does not really cause much harm to the baby at all. It's the mom who suffers.
Right.
Excuse me, the mom who suffers the most.
And so does it prove she is having twins, as everyone is speculating this morning? I'm sure you can determine that from your vantage point
like
right
that.
Now.
And it's not, yeah. This is the typical, you know, if you're carrying low, it's a boy or girl.
Right.
If you look like this really well.
But there are people who believe if the morning sickness is more pronounced that it means you're having twins, and that's totally not the case, right?
No, that's not the case. You tend to see this in women who are during their first pregnancies, where their bodies have never had to go through the hormonal fluctuations that are seen. But no one knows exactly why this particular situation happens to some women and not others. There was an interesting, you'll be interested in this, Mark, very quickly. There was an interesting study that showed that women who were super tasters, that is very sensitive to all kinds of flavors, compared to women that were non-tasters, that is, they could eat spicy food and not really, you know, feel the spice, those that were super tasters had more of a chance of experiencing the nausea and vomiting, especially when exposed to different foods, as opposed to women that were non-tasters. So that's, you know, so we can also say that, well, it may not be twins, but maybe she just tastes things really well. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that you tend to see.
All right, Barry.
All right, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines.